Ben, let's talk a little bit about these rules that were released this last Friday by the Environmental Protection Agency. These were basically the final rules regarding CAFO regulations from EPA, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And we've been waiting on these to be finalized for a number of years. You know, the original CAFO rules were issued in 1974. In 1998, we started a process with EPA to revise the rules. That was accomplished in 2003, but due to some lawsuits was delayed, and EPA in this last set of rules finalized and clarified some things related to who's required to apply for a permit and how to go about making nutrient management plans available to the public.
What really is different in these final rules compared to what we've been kind of living under up to now?
Well, when you look at the TCFA membership area, the technical aspects of the requirements really aren't going to change from what we've been required to do for several decades now to operate under state and federal water quality permits and make sure that we have structural and non-structural controls in place to protect the environment, to contain runoff, to irrigate crops adjacent to these feed yards. And so those technical pieces aren't going to change that much. They did clarify in terms of these nutrient management plans, the process whereby we calculate how much manure and wastewater we apply to these crops, that they will be subject to public comment as opposed to today. Currently, those are documents that we just keep on site.
You know, as we think about these particular rules, how significant is this that we finally had that final rule in place?
Well, it's very significant because it gives us a chance to bring this process to a close. Gives us, instead of a moving target, something that we know specifically what the requirements are going to be, what the process is going to entail, and so it's nice to have some finality to this whole process.
We got one email from an environmental activist group that was very upset about one aspect of these nutrient management plans, as far as that there was some sort of a determination that the feedlot or the feeding entity could actually make on their own, is how they described it, as far as whether or not they had to apply for rules or certain permits or whatnot.
Right. And the way that the final rule was published, these nutrient management plans, as we develop them and as we change them over time, they're very dynamic plans because given what Mother Nature deals you, even though you may have written on paper that you were going to plant corn, if something delays that and you have to change to grain sorghum or some type of hay crop, then clearly these nutrient management plans have to be flexible enough to be flexible enough to be able to do that. And I think where there may be some criticism is that the CAFO operator is going to have to make some of those decisions on the go. When you look at it from an operational point of view, there's no way around that. These are decisions that sometimes are going to be made within a matter of hours or days in order to capture, and make a decision so as to be able to have some type of crop out there to utilize those nutrients.
You know, when we get to the bottom line of these rules that are out there now from EPA, how will that impact TCFA, the feedlot operators in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma?
Well, since the rules have been finalized at the federal level, now the next step is for EPA Region 6, which maintains permits oversight for New Mexico and Oklahoma. They will go through a process of reissuing their Region 6 CAFO permit. That'll affect those yards in New Mexico and Oklahoma. And then in Texas, we've already started the process of reissuing the current permit that we're under. So it'll kind of depend on how the timing lines up as to when these new provisions are incorporated into Texas permit. But we'll see that here in the next 2 to 3 years.
And I guess for our folks maybe listening from town, they need to understand that these rules do help protect the environment, that we're being responsible stewards as we follow these rules.
Absolutely. They bring a lot in terms of additional specifics that a CAFO operation must maintain in terms of technical documentation and records and inspections, how they grow and plan for crop production next to these facilities. So it's something that will help ensure the public and the CAFO operator that they're doing everything they can to protect the environment.